This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Jesus A. Salazar. Date of birth, January the 10th, 1969. Case ID number is 598-5756. Date of exam, July the 25th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination? Yes. Medical records from Kezia, Korea, PA, dated /5/2022. Identifying information. This is a 54-year-old married male with four children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of bilateral eye blindness, comma, diabetes mellitus, comma, hypertension, comma, hypercholesterolemia, comma, and osteoarthritis. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2021, where he worked as a truck driver for 22 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in an apartment with his wife, who works as a provider part-time. He is presently not receiving disability benefits. Allegation number one, bilateral eye blindness. Number two, diabetes mellitus. Number three, hypertension. Number four, hypercholesterolemia. And number five, osteoarthritis. History of allegations. Number one, bilateral eye blindness. The claimant states that in 2020, he started to develop blindness, especially of the right eye. He was diagnosed with a retinal detachment and also diabetic retinopathy. The claimant does have a history of diabetes mellitus, comma, hypertension, comma, and diabetic retinopathy with bleeds in both eyes. Both eyes are affected at this time, and he does not wear glasses because he states they don't help him at all at this time. Snellen vision. Right eye, the claimant is completely blind and wears a prosthesis. Left eye, the claimant is able to count fingers at 6 feet. He has 10% vision, according to his physician. Night vision is poor, as well as his peripheral vision. In April of 2023, the claimant had had two injections in his eyes, as well as surgery for retinal detachment with poor results. He states he has had a total of 10 injections in his eye to prevent the bleeding, which has not helped him. At this time, his vision is very poor, and he does not appear to be improving. His diagnosis with is right eye blindness and retinal detachment of the left eye with retinal bleeds. Allegation number two, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2001, he was having symptoms of polyuria, comma, polyphagia, comma, nocturia, comma, blurred vision, comma, and a weight loss of 100 pounds. He states he does have in-organ damage, a retinopathy, comma, injections into his eyes, comma, and nephropathy of 30% function of his kidneys, according to his physicians. He also suffers from diabetic neuropathy, where he feels burningness and tingliness of his feet and hands. He denies any cardiovascular disease. He checks his blood glucose levels 3 times per day and states that the lowest it's ever been is 40 milligrams / DL, and that the highest it's ever been is 500 to 600 milligrams / DL. His blood glucose level today was 120 milligrams / DL fasting. He does not recall what his hemoglobin A1C was, but states that it's checked every 3 months, and he has been told that his blood glucose levels are controlled at this time. He is presently on Jardiance 25 milligrams QD, Ozempic 1 milligram Q week, Novolog FlexPen 20 units QAM and 20 units Q noon, as well as 20 units PM, Toujeo 60 units QHS. He was diagnosed with insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus. Allegation number 3, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2001, he was having severe occipital and right-sided headaches, along with blurred vision. He denies any in-organ damage, such as myocardial infarction or cerebral vascular accident. He has been diagnosed with nephropathy and states that they have told him that his kidneys are functioning at 30%. At the present time, he's on chlorothalidone, 25 milligrams QD. His blood pressure at this visit was 163 over 91 mmHg. He is presently not taking any other medications for his blood pressure. Allegation number 4, hypercholesterolemia. The claimant states that in 2003, he was told that he had a very high cholesterol level. He was started on atorvastatin 10 milligrams POQD. He denies having a cerebrovascular accident or myocardial infarction. He has been told that his condition is stable. Allegation number 5, osteoarthritis. The claimant states that since 2021, he has had pain in his left foot and in both of his hips. He was diagnosed with osteoarthritis, and he did sustain a fracture of the left foot, which was more likely than not a Lefranc fracture. He denies any surgeries, but was given 4 steroid injections. His symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he feels every morning. His limitations include being able to walk 1 block, stand for 20 minutes, climb 1 flight of stairs with the rails, but unable to squat or bend over to pick up clothes. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, and lift approximately 15 pounds above his head. He's unable to use a skillet, sweep a room, or button his clothes at this time, mainly because of blindness. He has no assistive devices, and his physician is Dr. Manzur Yazi. He presently takes Tylenol 500 milligrams, 2 tablets, PRN is needed for pain. His physical activity includes walking in the park, but he does very little else secondary to his blindness. Family history. His father died at the age of 64 from coronary artery disease, osteoarthritis, myocardial infarction, and congestive heart failure. His mother died at the age of 75 from hypertension and diabetes mellitus complications. Medications: chlorothalidone 25 milligrams QD, aspirin 81 milligrams QD, Jardiance 25 milligrams QD, lantanoprost 0.05%, 1 drop QD, atorvastatin 10 milligrams QD, Cinex nasal spray for nasal congestion QD, Ozempic 1 milligram Q week, Novolog FlexPen 20 units TID, Toujeo 60 units QHS, Ketorolac trimethamine optic drops, 0.5%, 1 drop TID, Lodamax, 0.38%, 1 drop TID to both eyes, prednisolone acetate, 1% QHS, splash tears QID. Medical problems: bilateral eye blindness, but especially of the right eye where he used a prosthesis. Two surgeries have been performed for retinal detachment, along with injections to prevent retinal bleeds with poor results. Hypertension, comma, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, hypercholesterolemia, comma, diabetic polyneuropathy, comma, diabetic nephropathy, history of left foot fracture consisting of a Lefranc fracture, social history. The claimant has a history of smoking one pack per week for 10 years. Alcohol. The claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant states he did have hepatitis A, infectious hepatitis, when he was a child. He denies having HIV or any other sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 97.7 Fahrenheit. Weight, 235 pounds. Height, 5 feet 6 inches. BP, 163 over 91 mmHg. Heart rate, 103 beats per minute. Respiration, 16 respirations per minute. Oxygen saturation is 96%. His oxygen saturation today was 99%. BMI is 37.5. General. This is a 54-year-old male who appears to be much older than his stated age and is in mild acute distress, secondary to blindness. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office with his wife for assistance in ambulation. Could you please drop down to HEENT? The claimant has a normal cephalic atraumatic head. No scleral icterus was noted, but some conjunctiva petechiae were noted. The claimant has a right eye prosthesis where he is completely blind. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly abnormal for the left eye, and of course for the right eye he has a prosthesis. No oral, pharyngeal, erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were not equally round and reacted to light, and extraocular movements appeared to be intact. Visual acuity was grossly abnormal for the left eye and completely abnormal for the right. Confrontational visual fields were also grossly abnormal, especially on the right side. Snellen vision, OD, the claimant is completely blind. OS, the claimant is only able to count fingers at 6 feet distance. He has been told he only has 10% vision. Could you please drop down to lungs after this last sentence? The claimant did have right chest wall pain secondary to a recent contusion. Could you drop down to cranial nerves? The cranial nerves 2 through 12 appear to be grossly intact, except for cranial nerves 2 and 3, 4, and 6. The claimant appears to have some decrease and extraocular movements on the right side, secondary to blindness, but did have extraocular movements present. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow and unsteady, but symmetric. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the lumbar spine was negative. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness. No joint swelling, erythema, fusion, or deformity was noted. There's a normal range of motion of the cervical spine. However, the claimant was not able to perform ranges of motion of the thoracic and lumbar spine, secondary to blindness and imbalance. And he was definitely not able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position was 60 degrees bilaterally. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength at both knees. The claimant was unable to squat and get up on his own. Moderate difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position. And the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with some difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, as well as walking at a tandem rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally, mainly because he's blind. Assistive devices, he has no assistive devices, but relies on his wife for assistance to ambulate. Could you please drop down to after neurological, lumbar sacral back x-rays, no acute findings, functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to moderately restricted, secondary to his blindness. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant does have severe limitations in his visual fields and in his visual acuity, especially for the right eye. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have severe restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to blindness. Probable diagnoses: bilateral eye blindness. The claimant has a right eye prosthesis and in his right eye and has severe blindness of the left eye where he only sees at 10%. Number two, diabetes mellitus, Dash being treated at this time, appears to be fairly well controlled with his medications. Allegation number three, hypertension, being treated. Blood pressure was 163/91 mmHg, which is borderline high. Number four, hypercholesterolemia, being treated at this time. He has been told that his cholesterol levels are well controlled. Number five, osteoarthritis, not being treated at this time. However, the claimant appears to have a normal physical exam. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Jesus A. Salazar.